Sean, a fabulous start this afternoon there. Two goals in the first 10 minutes.
Yeah, really pleased. Fast start and a deserved start. I thought, you know, we were right on top of the game very early on. Mixed our play, were effective with our play, and saw the first half out pretty well, other than two moments where I think Vardy misheads one, and a great save from Mahrez, I think it was, from Nick Pope. And you know, you think, okay, we're okay here, and without commanding it, but we're in good shape. And then second half, they deserve a lot of credit, Leicester. You know, they're a good side. People forget they've got some top technical players. They've got England centre forward who scored again today. I thought the lads done well to keep him quiet, actually, but he scores a goal, and that's what good strikers do. You know, they've got so many good technical players that when they threw caution to the wind, which they did second half, it becomes a different affair. And they kept the ball well, they probed, and they kept asking questions of us and our keeper. And yet, you know, we stick in there and we see a game through. And you know, we'll remind everyone, five wins on the trot is very difficult in the Premier League. Very, very difficult. And so whichever way you've got to get them, it's a pretty impressive run to get five on the trot.
Kevin Long scored, obviously, a goal to make it 2-0 this afternoon. But also, I think both he and Tarkowski at the centre of the defence had big afternoons for you.
Yeah, well, I think, as I suggested, first half, not so much. They didn't have too much to do. I mean, don't get me wrong, you've always got to be alive, by the way, Vardy. Let's make that clear. He's a fine player. He's always alive. And then second half, you know, they've had to battle, they've had to fight, they've had to do all the stuff that you do as a centre-half and get their awards for it. They'll go away feeling very good about that performance today, because the number of times they get their head on crosses, the number of times they're in the right position, the number of times they've broke up the play, they're all the things that us as managers and coaches, we love that. You know, not everyone sees that in the centre-half, but them sort of defensive instincts are fantastic for what we do here, and they'll go away very pleased and rightly so, as will Nick Pope, who was outstanding.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you know, the fans were singing England's number one based on the performance this afternoon. You can see why, can't you?
No, I think he's come a long way, and I think he deserves the credit that he's got over this period, and Gareth will make his own mind up. You know, he's still learning, he's still developing, he's still improving, so I'm not going to start making big statements about Popey, but he's delivered another very good performance today.
And, of course, that's now a nine-point gap between yourselves and Leicester City. You know, is that dream of Europa League football, is that becoming more and more a reality?
Well, of course, the more points you get, you know, the fans are beginning to think about it. You know, we have to be at least have it in our minds, which about in a while, just in case. You know, we've got to speak as a club about what happens if. But mainly the focus stays on the next game. Don't forget, we've got Chelsea next, and they're certainly a fine side, as we saw today. We'll see where it takes us. But it's very, very pleasing, forgetting about the Europe thinking. It's to be in this position at this stage of the season, no one would have thought it across football. So we're very, very pleased with the way the players are performing and continue to perform.
How proud does that make you, Sean, as the manager of Burnley Football
Club? We're not going to start going down the Proudsville again. So everyone knows I'm proud.